What was the genesis of that song? Was there a, I envision a real kind of late night rap session one night.
Totally.
Yeah, that's was exactly that where it came it. From?
Yeah, much later than I should have. Drank a couple
drank
beers,
more than you should
probably
have,
did. Probably. And,
so that's your, Emily, that's your song.
Yeah, right? Just started thinking a lot about reincarnation. I have a friend who's just a complete and firm believer in it, and she was telling me about her experiences, and I was just trying to, you know, synthesize it all. And so I'd been thinking so much about it, I just thought I'd approach it with a lighthearted sort of touch. And Galileo's name just kept going through my mind, because I figured anybody who discovers the truth that he did must have some sort of an elevated soul. So I just started from that point of view.
Right, right. On the recorded version of that, you've got a couple interesting guest vocalists singing along with you, right? Jackson Brown and
David Crosby.
There are a number of interesting guest musicians on the album.
You've got our
pals from here in New York, the Roaches, do some backup vocals on the
we
album.
We love the Roaches.
What do you have like a wish list when you go into the studio and you know what songs you want to record? Do you know up front you want to get the Roaches to do, you know, backups on this, and you'd love to get Jackson Brown, but, you know, I mean, how do you get Jackson Brown and David Crosby into the studio to do backup vocals for you?
Well, we met Jackson at a show in L.A. and got to be buddies, and asked him a long time ago to do some stuff with us. So we reminded him of it, called him up and asked him to do it. And David, the same thing happened. Emily met David at a benefit we were doing for Jackson. Right. Jackson Brown benefit for Verde Valley School in Arizona. We met David there. And Emily asked David to sing on the album. And then we picked the songs for them to do.
We
knew we wanted them. Their spirits are very important. Their presence, I think, on this record, just
these
people is really important. So we could pretty much have picked a lot of different things for them to sing on.
Mm-hmm. And Lisa Germano plays fiddle on a couple tracks.
I was just
going to
say, we love the way she played. And when we were doing pre-production, we all agreed that we wanted her to play on the record. We thought earlier that we wanted her. And then we just sort of, in the studio, we were about to make the call to Lisa to come down, and we just discussed what songs we thought she would play well on. So it's kind of like we knew what players we'd pick, and then we sort of discussed along the way what songs they were going to go on. Uh-huh. So it was really spontaneous and fresh.
Oh, maybe we should play something that Lisa's on.
Cool.
Which track would you?
We
sang three hits. We sang Galileo.
Oh, she's on all the songs.
She's all over the place.
She's on.
We can find another.
She's on
one
Let
here.
It Be Me.
She's on Let It Be Me. Yeah.
Okay, let me find that one.
That's
she's on
number.
Nashville too.
She's on Nashville too.
And Let It Be Me.
All right, let's do Let It Be Me.
Okay.
Now, that Let It Be Me is not the old song, right? There isn't.
No.
There is an old song
well,
called
Let It Be Me.
Me.
There. No, I know.
No. Isn't Let It Be Me? Da, da, da. I can't sing. The last line of the riff is Let It Be Me.
Oh, bummer.
But that's okay.
I
titles, you
it.
Can no, you can go away with song titles.
Is it an old church camp song or something?
Yeah, it's an old church camp song.
I should have known that. Being a church camp girl.
Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know, Gail,
Russell
you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, you left me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Hmm. Oh, I know what you're talking
Let
about.
Let it be me.
Yeah. Like,
each time we meet love. Na, 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 na. Right? Isn't that it?
Oh, it sounds like one of those good songs, like I've standard.
Yeah, it's a standard kind of a song. Right? But we'll play your Let It Be Me.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're on Idiot's Delight. 92.3 K-Rock. Oh, now you're playing the Beacon four nights, Monday through Thursday. Anybody else on the bill with you?
Yeah. First two nights is Kristen Hall. She's a singer-songwriter that's on a record label that I have called Damon Records.
Mm-hmm.
And then Matthew Sweet plays after her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
pretty cool.
Matthew.
And then the second two nights, Gerard McHugh, who's another singer-songwriter on my label, plays first, and then Matthew Sweet plays second.
Great.
And we're going to have some guest people come in and sing. We won't say who. But
yep.
It's going to be a surprise.
Special guests who might live here in
we
this
We may have mentioned
city.
Them. We may have not mentioned them.
Okay. So they mentioned Jackson Brown. We'll see if we can figure it out.